Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Central Iowa sports fans, it's time to dig deep into the world of Iowa State athletics. You're tuned to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by Wilson Toyota of Ames, live from Benchwarmer Sports Bar in Ankeny.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
And now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, welcome to a special NCAA tournament preview installment of the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio show. Of course, we are here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, where we like to hang out here. And Brent Bloom joins me right now. Green beer tonight, Bloom.
After Kansas City, going to have to jump on back on the wagon.
Already?
Well, there's green beer you get. You got to have one.
You have to at least have one.
But I saw on I-35 on my way up here that if you drink green beer, red lights are going to appear in your rear view mirror. They had those on the signs.
That's what they had on the signs, yeah. Like the DOT did that?
The DOT is warning me not to have a green beer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You didn't wear a green shirt. You have no green on
at
all.
I did not. No, I totally forgot it was St. Patrick's Day. But Tron Smith, who's just joining us, Tron Smith is owning the green today.
He's got the green shirt. He has the green tie.
That's it.
Tron Smith, Wilson Toyota of Ames, as he puts on his headset, a little bit tardy here to our NCAA tournament preview show when we'll talk about Iowa State. North Carolina Central, Matt Abdelmassey will join us at 6:20. Billy Finley going to join us at 6:45. Tron, what's up, man?
I'm good. You know, I'm telling you, I walk in here, I have on my green, you have on your green.
I got my green on.
I'm deciding if I want to punch Bloom or, how does that work? Do you punch
people?
Don't
you people like pinch
or,
them?
I thought it was a punch. Is it a punch or is it a pinch? I'm confused.
Do I look like George Niang? Can I take a punch?
You can be George Niang. We have Band-Aids.
I would be as bloody.
Again, we're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Tron, I was driving back from Kansas City yesterday. I'm not kidding. I pass because I go like 80. I feel like I'm a NASCAR driver when you get me on I-35 like that.
It's a coma.
I'm not kidding. I passed like 5 Wilson Toyotas.
Absolutely.
On the way back. I really did. I know you were down there too. Did you notice that as well?
You know, here's the funny thing about being down there. This is a great story. This is the truth, so you know I'm not lying. So I'm down there. You're down there. Bloom's down there.
Yeah.
Gray's down there. I don't see any of you guys. I
mean,
it's a great showing. Well, I mean, even afterwards,
yeah.
I mean, even the bar seat, it's a great showing by the Cyclone Nation there. I mean, it was a complete madhouse, but absolutely. I mean, Wilson Toyota was all over the place. I mean,
it's everywhere.
It was awesome. I had people waving at me as I was coming back from
You're a celebrity,
Kansas
John.
City. It was great. I had some guy, I tweeted this, I had some guy, we're at a rest area close to Lamoni. I'm walking up and he's staring at me. I wasn't sure if he wanted to.
Were you PCU?
Well, he just comes over.
Was
and
he looking at you with the wrong tone?
He was checking me out, you know. I thought it was going to have to be a misunderstanding. But he comes over and he's like, hey, you're the big guy from Cyclone Fanatic. How's Chris doing? And I'm thinking, the guy was from Phoenix.
Well,
he wasn't even, you know, he was driving past to get somewhere.
We got clones in different area codes.
All right, Luda.
I'm glad that somebody actually picked up on that. 515-284-5966. The Hy-Vee hotline is open. I don't have much.
What's with your voice?
You're struggling, big guy.
I just got mine back yesterday.
I'm catching something. It was a long week. Got to turn around. We got a little trip down south, so hopefully that will clear everything up on Wednesday. But 515-284-5966. The Hy-Vee hotline is open. Again, Matt Abdelmassey will join us at around 6:20 to talk about the men's team. Billy Finley coming up at 6:45. Brent, the women's selection show going on right now. Where do you project the Iowa State women's basketball team to? Like, what kind of a seed?
I think they're a 9 or a 10 And so they are hosting, but so they will be at home regardless up in Ames.
9 or 10.
I think they're a 9 or a 10. So that means they'll have a 1 or a 2 visiting Hilton Coliseum.
Which is always a scary place for a 1 or a 2.
That's not a place where a 1 or a 2 would like to end up.
No. So somebody's going to not be happy when they get their assignments with the Iowa State women.
Very true. And that's a streaky Iowa State team, and the way they shoot the 3-ball, I mean, there's a potential they could maybe upset somebody.
Yeah.
You never know with Bill Fenley's club, one of the best coached teams in the nation.
All right, so the women's selection show going on right now, and we will keep you updated when we know, because I know a lot of people will still be here in central Iowa this weekend and looking to head up north to Hilton Coliseum to watch the NCAA women's basketball tournament. I want to remind everybody that our NCAA tournament coverage is proudly brought to you by our good friends at Country Landscaping. They've been doing it in Central Iowa since 1981 and provided all of you with the ultimate custom landscaping, innovating design, and quality installations. We'll talk more about them later on in the program, but they are our exclusive sponsor of our NCAA tournament coverage. All right, boys, let's talk about the Big 12 tournament. Before we do that, Bloom.
Yes, sir.
So you wrote a preview, or like a scouting report on NC Central last night, and you put it up on Fanatic. It hit Twitter, as all of our content always does. And you've already gotten action, not from NC Central fans, but players and coaches?
So I posted it about 9:30 last night.
Yes.
And the NC Central Athletics Twitter feed must have been searching for NC Central.
Oh, no.
Found it, but they said, "This is spot-on analysis," and retweeted it to all their fans. So
I was hoping that they were critical of your work.
No, they were very. I think they were happy that somebody actually is paying attention to NC Central.
I mean, Fanatic is worldwide. And you know they're reading Cyclone Fanatic at NC
right
Central.
Now.
Yeah, they're all over it.
Their point guard, who has one of the more interesting nicknames I've ever heard,
Poobie
Chapman, caught wind of this.
Poobie.
And I had some nice things to say about Poobie in the preview.
Oh, see, I thought they were critical of your work.
No, they were very happy.
Everything.
They were very happy, and their coach retweeted the fact that I said that Iowa State's a 9.5-point favorite. So perhaps using my tweet as motivation to his Eagles.
Or he was saying they were thinking they were a minor spread.
Maybe he was pretty happy.
And you're only thinking it's 9.5. You know, Poobie was getting a hold of you because you spelled his name wrong.
Did you actually give
Pookie?
Did you give Poobie a courtesy follow?
I didn't.
I think you should.
But his Twitter handle,
tip of the hat.
His Twitter handle, I believe, is Sir Poobie.
Interesting.
I think we should follow Poobie.
The seventh leading assist man in the nation, Poobie Chapman.
Poobie.
That's a team that's won 20 games in a row.
They're not a bad team.
No, we're sitting here. We're being facetious, obviously, but like, they've won 20 in a row. They beat NC State, a tournament team, by 10. This is one of those scary games. You know, I heard the bracket guy on with Murph and Andy earlier today, and he basically put Iowa State fans on alert, saying this is one of those potential teams that, you know, a 2-3 seed really doesn't want to get matched up against.
You know, you say that, and here's the thing that I found out about the Big 12 tournament, because the great thing about that is that I was also in the team hotel, which, again, was really weird, to be able to talk to some of the players. These guys are on the mission. They understand why they're here. I had the opportunity to talk to numerous guys after the win, and they all said the same thing. They said, you know what, I'm here to win. I'm here for the next game and things like that. This is going to be a team that's gonna be hard to play that letdown game. Now, anytime you go in and you play a team, and I'll be honest with you, I've never even heard of UN Central. I mean, I'm just gonna shoot it right now.
Yeah.
Didn't even know they had a basketball team. So those are the teams. The last time
we
had a guy,
NC Central.
Well, whatever the heck it is, ANC, ENC, Medical Center, whatever it is. The last time we had a guy come in with a crazy name like Poobie was Smithy Shakes. Remember that
Shaky
guy?
Smithson.
Shaky Smithson killed us from Utah. So I'm saying, let's hope that Poobie doesn't do the same.
Just a little bit of background. NC Central from the MEAC conference. They became a Division I school in 2010. So they haven't been around very long in Division I. They did win a Division II national championship back in the 80s. They are a team that's making their first ever NCAA appearance, and they're from the MEAC, which has had an automatic bid since 1981. But this is good and bad. The MEAC's won 3 games in the NCAA tournament, all 15 seeds. Iowa State fans remember one of them. I won't mention the name.
Hampton.
Coppin State beat South Carolina in 97.
I remember
and then just
that.
2 years ago, Norfolk State beat Missouri.
Oh, Missouri.
So yeah. it's a conference that is historically not good at all. I think they're usually the worst conference in America, or right there with like the Southland Conference. Mm-hmm. But they've had a couple teams jump up and get somebody, and Iowa State is very familiar with one of those teams back in 2001. I'm not comparing this team to 2001, but there is at least a thing in the mirror that if Iowa State's not careful, a team from this conference has done it before. Yeah. But I think this Iowa State team is going to be on.
Team.
It's on high alert. And from the matchup wise, I spent a couple hours watching NC Central games last night. I really like the matchups for Iowa State from a personnel standpoint.
All right, hey, let's go to the Hy-Vee hotline. Ted is on the line. Ted, what's on your mind?
Well, like I said, like I told Andrew, I wanted to call and apologize from the deepest of my soul. An emergency made me leave Kansas City on Thursday afternoon to go back to southern Kansas. And I didn't get by you guys around the Busch Light. From the corner, because there was no Busch Light. So
yeah, it was a travesty, Ted. I tell you what, it was a travesty. You couldn't find it anywhere.
I was happy.
I circled that weekend, and then some high school punks shut out my business windows. So I went back and poured them up. So I wasn't very thrilled.
Well, Ted, you don't have anything to apologize for. You don't owe us beers, buddy. We appreciate the gesture.
Yeah, but here's the question I have. Do you think... So those guys on ESPN all got together and like, we're all going to pick the same team so we don't look like fools by all picking Michigan State last night. But that seemed kind of like a ridiculous prediction by all five of them, pick the same team to win it all. It's a herd mentality.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
All right. Thank you for the call, Ted. My analysis on the Michigan State thing, one, they're all healthy. They strung a few games together, and look what they did in the Big Ten tournament. This is a team who many people thought would win the national title at the beginning of the year. They had all the injury issues. Again, now they're all playing healthy. And two, it's Tom Izzo. The guy was born to take his team to Final Fours. That's what he does. And I think a lot of these guys have been made to look stupid by this Michigan State program many times in the past, and it's kind of one of those fool-me-once-twice mentalities. What do you think, Blake?
It's a safe pick,
yeah.
Let's be honest, because they've been there before. I think this group of seniors from Michigan State is the only group of seniors that Izzo has ever coached to not make the NCAA Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have a tradition there. And to be honest with you, the 1 and 2, and I'll throw Iowa State in there, they're not traditional picks. Nobody really knows much about Virginia. Nobody really knows a whole lot about Villanova. And then Iowa State's kind of snuck up on some people this year as well. But Michigan State's the name, and they obviously are playing well right now with those health factors. I don't know if it's necessarily a herd mentality or it's just those guys don't want to be made to look like fools by not picking the obvious pick. And I think the percentages say, I saw it today, I think Michigan State has a 35% chance of making the Final Four, according to that Adam Silver guy or Nate Silver guy figures these things out. I don't know. It's a deal where I like the road for Iowa State. I think Iowa State last made the Final Four in 1944. This is the best chance they make a return trip in the last 70 years. I think this road is more favorable than it was in 2000 because there's no having to travel to Auburn Hills, Michigan to play Michigan State.
You know, watching this team, here's my deal as I look at this bracket and where they're sitting. And you guys can call me crazy if you want to. I'm serious. I'm more concerned with North Carolina than I am Michigan State. And I'll tell you why. Michigan State is a team, and I'm talking about the players on Iowa State team. They have a problem with people assuming that they can't get something done. Mm-hmm. Michigan State is that type of team. Everybody's saying Michigan State will beat you, Michigan State will beat you. I'm worried about this North Carolina team that you come into. You see Roy Williams. This is the team that all these guys grew up saying, man, if I ever had the opportunity. You know, I mean, when I was a kid, North Carolina, Michael Jordan, that's where I wanted to play. So it's a scary deal because you get this North Carolina team and you're thinking, we're going to beat these guys. It's the Michigan State team. So that game actually scares me. Here's why all these guys are taking Michigan State. It's comfort. I'm comfortable right there. You know, everybody's going to say Michigan State. Half these guys don't really know anything about Iowa State. You know, they're not really following this team, so it's a little scary. I think it's a comfortable pick.
They're healthy, though.
They are healthy.
They're very talented.
They are very talented, but here's the deal. They were healthy earlier in the season, and they were still losing ball games. Now, the X factor there is Izzo. I think he's a great coach. He's going to make sure they're ready. This Iowa State team showed me something different here over this past tournament.
I agree.
I'll say this from a favorite standpoint. I don't think any matchup in this bracket, Iowa State will be within 3 or 4 points in Vegas. I mean, Iowa State's that good.
Yes.
They can win every single game.
Vegas might favor Iowa State over Villanova.
I think they would.
Yeah.
I think they would.
I really do.
They'd definitely be favored over North Carolina. I mean, Michigan State would be favored over Iowa State right now if they played tomorrow.
I think Virginia, what a pick.
Probably a pick. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a
contrast of styles unlike
absolutely.
Any other.
The point is, anything can happen, especially in this tournament. But Iowa State's got a shot here,
yes.
and a darn good one at that. If all things break right, this team can seriously, I think I'm most comfortable saying it right now, can seriously make a run deep into this tournament.
Don't you think that Tony Bennett, a guy who I have a lot of respect for, I love Tony Bennett. If I'm him, I would rather play Michigan State than Iowa State from a matchup standpoint. Am I off base there?
Well, Iowa State can score the ball.
Think about that Virginia team trying to defend Iowa State is my point.
Yeah, and that'd be like the nation's best defensive team, Virginia,
yeah.
against a top three offensive team in the country. It's Iowa State and Creighton right now offensively in this tournament for the most talented offenses. Iowa State showed again this week. I mean, they put up, 94 on Kansas. They put up 91 on a good K-State defense. And they were horrible in the first half against Baylor, but then responded against the slow tempo and score 48 second-half points when they needed to. If Iowa State's clicking on offense, there are very few teams who can hang with them.
And the point is, I mean, that second half, anybody that watched the second half of that championship game has got to be sitting there going, this is a team that I don't want. When this team is playing well, you have to guard everybody. There's no guy, even from Dustin Hoge, at Hoge and you know he's a maniac on the boards. You know he's always going to be when it comes to the defense. But this kid that can step out and shoot the three ball, this is a terrible team, and any other team out there after watching that second half would be scared. Here's the key to this tournament. This is what I like about this, and this is why I like the Cyclones. I'm not calling it a homer. It's just the simple fact. This bracket right here and the teams that are on it, no one's a superstar. It's a team. It's a game of matchups. And I don't think there's a coach out there that plays matchups better than Fred Hoiberg. This is why this is going to be a scary tournament for anybody seeing the Cyclones this year.
Well, and none of those teams that would be in the way play zone defense. There's no Syracuse.
Yeah.
There's no Baylor there. So I think that's Iowa State's kryptonite is teams that can zone them up because they've had the most problems against those teams. And, you know, NC Central will mix it up a little bit, but they're mostly a man defense. So I'm telling you, I'm not saying they're going to make it to the Final Four.
They have
they've got a shot. The matchups can break in their favor here.
Here's why I'm high on the Clones right now. And it has to more – what you're going to get from the Big Three generally. It's what you saw Dustin Hoge do against Kansas State. It's Naz Long. Iowa State's not a three seed if it's not for Naz Long and his emergence over the last couple of weeks. It's Matt Thomas, after not even playing hardly against Kansas, playing terrible against Kansas State, and really throughout the last month of the season, it's Matt Thomas still having the mental capacity to show up against Baylor, you know, switch it to the left hand, kiss off the rim, contributing. It's Daniel Adozie in the 5 minutes that he's giving you now where you didn't have that 2 months ago. It's truly a team thing you got going on, and they all know their roles, and they're executing them to perfection over the last week.
And you're right, Chris. Not only that, not only are these guys coming in and playing, they're coming in with confidence,
yeah.
and that's what's really scary when you look at these guys coming in. And we're going to have Matt on, Coach Abdul Massey. You know, he hit the nail right on the head last week when he said, we expect everybody to be ready to play because we're probably going to play a lot of these guys. Naz Long has come in, and confidence is an understatement with this kid. And the thing is, it's confidence and not cockiness, and that's where the fine balance is, and that's where this team has figured it out. These kids are confident without being cocky, and it shows, and they play team basketball, and that's why they're doing this. It was an unbelievable second half in that championship game.
When you get into the NCAA tournament, you have to find multiple guys who can score. The teams at this level can now shut down your best player, but Iowa State has three that they can lean on at any time. Iowa State's the only team since Duke in 2010 to have three players coming into the NCAA tournament who averaged 16 or more points. Duke in 2010 won it all with John Shire, Nolan Smith, and Kyle Singler. You can shut down one guy. It's really difficult to shut down three. And by the way, Iowa State takes care of the ball as well on offense. It just, the factors are all there. Now, Iowa State's still got to defend a little bit and rebound the ball, and they can't go through it. If they go through a 1-for-17 like they did in the first half against Baylor, they're going to be in some problems. But I'm just saying there's a lot of good signs pointing upward for Iowa State.
Absolutely. Another good sign that it is St. Patrick's Day. That means golf is right around the corner. I need to get up, and I will. once the clones are eliminated, so hopefully it's in a few weeks.
How bad did you want to golf on Saturday when it was 75 in KC?
My.
It's beautiful.
You had all those clone fans just soaking in the rays
in
Kansas City. Oh, we like to play golf in Golf USA up there in Ames on Duff Avenue. They are your hookup. They've got clone gear. They've got, like, towels, visors, hats, bags. Again, excuse my voice coming down with something, but here's a cool thing. A lot of people will tune into our program. You're probably a member of the Cyclone Club, and if you do that, you can bring that that card in that you have, and you get 10% off at Golf USA. So go on up. Golf USA, it's right over by, it's right by Wilson Toyota, right, Trump?
Absolutely. Can't miss it. Right on the other side of the bridge. It's a great, you know what, here's the storefront. It faces Duff Avenue.
Yeah.
You got to get in the store if you guys haven't been there. Here's the thing that's cool about this, Chris, because I've been in there. I don't know if you've been in there since.
I have my irons re-gripped there.
There you go. That's where I was going. These
guys
are great. They're knowledgeable. Sometimes you go in stores, you can go to these big stores you go in, and they don't have the knowledge these guys have. They understand golf. These are golfers. You go in there.
Yeah.
I had
a lot
questions.
Better than us.
Well, I knocked one of the heads off one of my clubs
you
one day.
I
went in
that.
There, and they took good care of them. So Golf USA, it's right there. It's facing Duff Avenue. You can't miss it.
All right, hit them up. We got to get to a break. Matt Abdul-Massey coming up right after this on the Wilson Toyota of Ames Cyclone Fanatic NCAA Tournament Preview Show on 1460 KXNO.
I'm Tim Sitzman with Mr. B Clothing and Clyde. We celebrated our 40th anniversary late last fall, and although we were extremely proud of that accomplishment, it also gave us a lot of things to think about. The two things that stuck in my head are the questions, how can we get better, and what can we do to get more people to come in and experience our store? We've made a lot of changes in the last few years, a remodel of the store, and bringing in brand names that you won't find many places in Iowa. Brands like Paul and Shark, Canali, St. Croix, Gravati, Samuelson, and Byron join our traditional favorites, Hartsheffner, Marks, and Southwick. We are also very excited about our men's shoe department, which we think may be one of the largest and best in Iowa. There are a lot of changes at Mr. B Clothing, but the one thing that will never change is our total commitment to service and making sure you, our customer, have the best clothing and the best shopping experience ever. Come experience the new Mr. B Clothing on 86th Street in Clive.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with host Duplex and my good friend Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at hostduplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
Introducing Iowa Realty's new mobile app for your phone or other device. Now you can find homes for sale based on your current location. You can see photo galleries, detailed information on homes for sale with the touch of your little pinky. It will change the way you look for real estate, I guarantee it. This is amazing new technology. It's Iowa Realty's new mobile app, available now. You can download today at the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store. From Iowa Realty,
Iowa's largest.
When was the last time you had a juicy, tender, great-tasting T-bone? Introducing new 100% natural High V Angus Reserve Beef. It makes going out for a great steak as easy as going out to your grill. And it's an everyday value, so you can make any night steak night. Try new 100% natural High V Angus Reserve today. Dinner out just became dinner in.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Sounds like our good friend Andrew Downs is paying attention to the first segment of the program.
Luda!
We got clones in different area codes, and we have the Iowa State women's basketball team in the NCAA tournament, Brent.
And they will be in the 515 area code right up here in Ames. They got a 7 seed, Chris, going to be hosting Florida State in the opening round game. Florida State at 20-11 out of the ACC, which is interesting because they have a former Cyclone on that team in Amaya Bingley. So that'll be a storyline. Also,
Amaya Bingley, yeah, I remember
her. She transferred to Florida State. Also, a storyline, Stanford, the number 2 seed coming to Ames. They have Huxley's own Taylor Greenfield on that team, who was down to
more.
Stanford and Iowa State.
Yep,
so,
yep.
A lot of times the women's basketball tournament gets lost. I think there should be some media coverage up there for that. Those two issues.
Good news here, Bloom, is it's on Saturday.
It was on Saturday.
Yeah, so it does not interfere with the Iowa State men. That's big because, you know, and I know I get it, a lot of, like, and potentially even like an Iowa fan tuning in on his way home from work, they don't understand. Well, these guys were talking women's basketball. The people who are on our website care. I can show you the numbers to prove it.
I care.
That will be a – I don't know if it will be sold out in Hilton. I remember the last time they hosted, and the place was absolutely packed. So they get a 7 seed. That's great. We'll have Billy
3 p.m. on Saturdays when they play Florida State.
So we'll have Billy Finnelly on here in about 15 minutes to talk about their draw. Now we want to talk to our good friend and a friend of the program, Matt Abdul-Massey, a man who – got to cut down the nets at the Sprint Center on Saturday night. Matt, I don't have much of a voice, my man. Well, welcome to the program, and congratulations on your Big 12 championship.
I appreciate it. My voice is shot, too. That was as exciting of a time to be a part of a team as I've ever been involved with, and it was great. It was great to have, I don't know the official count, but then it had to be 15,000-plus Iowa State fans down there, and as always, it never ceases to amaze me the support that we get from our fans.
Matt, you're a New York guy. I'm sure you have a lot of friends from around the country if you fly around and recruit. And Ames, Iowa is kind of out in the middle of nowhere in their minds. How do you describe Iowa State's fan base to maybe a buddy of yours from the St. John's days who goes, well, you know, what do you guys like about Iowa State so much? What do you like about Ames? I'll tell you what I like about it is what you saw in Kansas City, not only on Saturday, but really all week. When you guys played Kansas, it was close to 50-50. How do you explain that to a buddy of yours?
Well, the easiest way to explain it is that we're on TV enough and they see it for themselves, and they're jealous because when I was at St. John's, we'd be lucky if we got 5,000 or 6,000 fans, and it's not like we were a mid-major team. We were playing in the Garden. We were playing, high-level competition in the Big East. So I'm spoiled by being here for 4 years and seeing how this has grown, because our first year, Hilton wasn't sold out every night, but there was still 13,000 fans in there, and the support was tremendous. But clearly, I get it. When your team has success, the demand is going to be higher, and that's where we've gotten to. And the demand was high Saturday night in Kansas City, because that place seats 18,000-19,000. I don't think there was an empty seat in there, and that's a big reason goes to Iowa State fans.
You know, Matt, I first of all, congratulations, man. Great game on Saturday. I had the great advantage of seeing you coming back into the hotel room. And I tell you, my man, you were stoked. You were on fire. You were having a good time. And it shows the way the kids play. You can tell that the coaching staff does a good job, and you guys got a really good understanding. So congratulations with that.
Appreciate that.
You know, I'm going to put this to rest because I had a lot of conversations with a lot of people, most of them not real deep Cyclone fans, about Monte Morris. So I'm gonna say this, and then I'm going to let you comment on it so everyone can hear it. Monte Morris is a good player right now. Now, he will be better. He's got a very high ceiling, but this kid is good right now. Am I mistaken in that statement there, Coach?
Oh, not at all. I mean, where he's at as a freshman is way beyond his years. I mean, he showed it consistently ever since he got in the starting lineup and playing 30-plus minutes a night. He's more than capable of carrying the load as a second ball handler and a lot of times as a primary ball handler with DeAndre playing off the ball. So, you know, he's contributed a lot of the reasons why we're sitting here today in the position we are and going in the NCAA tournament for the third straight year. There's a big part of that being for Monte Morris's play that he's given us and really the consistent play. That's really the key word with Monte is his consistency that he's really shown every night.
We're talking with Iowa State assistant coach Matt Abdelmassi. And, Matt, you guys get the 3 seed, face NC Central in the opening round game. As a whole, what was the coaching staff's reaction to that bracket?
Well, really excited. It's just Selection Sunday is great, especially when you don't have to sit there on pins and needles knowing if your name's going to get called. And selfishly, for the last 3 years, we've been in a great position where we knew we were going to get our name called. And this year, clearly, it was all about seeding. It was all about what our road would be to get to Dallas. And, you know, we're excited. We're excited about the opportunity to play in San Antonio. San Diego would be nice, too, but San Antonio is great as well. But, you know, it's an unbelievable opportunity, great pot of teams that we get to play against. And, of course, it starts on Friday night with North Carolina Central. And, you know, they pose many problems as a 14 seed and just looking forward to the opportunity. And really, it's about the guys. They enjoyed it last night. They deserve to be in each other's presence and enjoy each other's company where, you know, they put everything that they put into the season and the off season and what we've accomplished. So it was a great night.
Initial thoughts on the NC Central Eagles. I know they have that one score in Ingram who's averages about 21 points per game, but it appears they play at a kind of a deliberate pace.
Yeah, you know what? They're going to use the shot clock. They're going to really try and control the pace early. They play pretty much every single defense that has been created in the world of basketball, so we're going to have everything thrown at us. They do have two really good guards. Ingram, really, their guy that's going to carry them offensively. You know, but at the end of the day, it's all about us. We know that if we play our game, we can compete with anybody in the country. We can win against anybody in the country. So we know going down there in San Antonio, if we play the way that we're capable of, pretty much exactly how we played in Kansas City, if we can replicate that, you know, we're going to be sitting in the spot we want to sit in, hopefully a couple weeks from now.
You know, Matt, I was, I followed a lot after the game, and just a very touching note here. You guys have been playing unbelievable basketball, and I know after the game, Coach Hoiberg was talking about Coach Orr and what that meant to him. And I had the opportunity to kind of watch Fred and a lot of your coaches and things like that after the game, but I noticed him going around and saluting and fist pumping all the fans in there. How emotional was that when you guys finally got back into that locker room? What kind of emotion did you see from Coach Hoiberg, along with some of the guys that were familiar with who Johnny was?
Well, I mean, it was very touching, and you know, it's the unfortunate passing of Coach Orr led our head coach to really dedicate this whole season to him, and what a fitting way then to put that J.O. patch on our jerseys, and that patch has carried us all the way to a Big 12 championship, the first one in a pretty long time for this school. And it's just so fitting that Coach Orr's guy and Fred Hoiberg was the guy that led Iowa State back to the prominence that this place deserves to be at. And it was extremely emotional for him. You know, Fred doesn't show his emotions very often, but there's no doubt that he was really touched by the success we had in Kansas City. And he told the guys, and the guys really have embraced that as this year has gone on, that they have coaches back and dedicating this season to him.
Matt Abdelmassey, Iowa State assistant basketball coach, joining us right now on the Hy-Vee Hotline. Matt, we talked before you came on a lot about roles and the big three. I think we're all pretty familiar with what you're going to get from them. But what I found so impressive about Kansas City was Dustin on Thursday. You had Naz Long continues to really thrive. He's kind of your marksman now. He's kind of that Tyrus McGee type player for you, except I think he probably plays a little bit better defense. Then you have a guy even in Daniel Adozie. You have a guy in Matt Thomas who has visibly struggled. I think everybody's seen Matt struggling, but he had the wherewithal against Baylor to come out and hit some big shots. Is everybody clicking the way we think that they are?
Well, I mean, I think it speaks to Coach Hoiberg and always instilling the confidence in our guys that no matter if you play 30 minutes or 5 minutes, that just embrace the role that you're given, because things will eventually work out for you if you stick in there, you have the confidence in yourself to go in there and make a play. And that's shown with Daniel's play in some big moments that he's gotten this year. Matt Thomas making some big-time shots, like you said, Chris, and just having that confidence that he can rise up and make that shot. You know, Naz clearly has been in big spotlights this year where he's come through for us, and Dustin, I thought that was the best three-game span that he's played as a Cyclone. He averaged 14-9 in those three games, did an unbelievable job with Andrew Wiggins, who's supposed to be the best player in the country. And I think he proved himself as an elite defender at this level. So, you know, all the guys really stepped up that were called on, and hopefully that continues into March, because we're going to need every single person that's called in order for us to win at a high level.
Matt, we appreciate your time. Thank you, my friend. Best of luck. Travel safely.
Thanks,
and we will see you in San Antonio, okay?
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Iowa State assistant men's basketball coach Matt Abdelmassey on the Hy-Vee Hotline. Good look. He said it last week, Bloom. You remember when he said he's expecting big things? He talked about it at length, and it even caused, I wouldn't say controversy, but conversation, at least on our forums. He called it. He felt that coming, and they backed up his words.
Well, and I think something he said there is it's about Iowa State at this point. If they're playing well, there's really, say, maybe three or four teams in the nation that can beat them. This doesn't have to be like when they played Kentucky 2 years ago, when Iowa State had to be at an A++.
Well, even Ohio State last year.
Even Ohio State, where you almost need the opponent to play poorly if you're going to pull off an upset there. But right now, there's no upsets for Iowa State. I mean, every game they will play from here on out, they will have a fighter's chance and maybe having a better chance than that. If Iowa State can take care of their own selves, they can do some special things here.
You know, you can start seeing these veteran guys show up and pull us together. I mean, again, the first half of that championship game, it was terrible. You know, a lot of teams can't come back from that. They can't emotionally come back from something like that. But that's when you see the DeAndre Kanes. That's when you see the Melvin Edgems, and you see these guys that's been here before get in the locker room. Even Coach Hoiberg saying, hey, guys, we've been here before. We understand it. This team came out, looked like a totally different team. These guys, this big three, and I have a problem even saying that because I keep thinking about Dustin Hogue and saying I really do feel bad leaving him out, because I think the kid is – I think it's a big four. It's a scary four-headed monster when you think about this Iowa State team. And then they plug in guys like Naz Long and Monte Morris and again, Matt Thomas. This kid comes in on Saturday, Chris, and you said it right. This kid has been hammered all season.
Well,
from the fan
lately.
Base, from some of the media.
Yeah.
He comes in, and again, back to that confidence thing. They breed confidence in this Iowa State team. And I'll say it, man, this is a scary, scary four-headed monster with a five guy coming in. His fire just doesn't go as far. So
no,
it's great, man.
There
it's
were
great.
A lot of unsung heroes in Kansas City. That was the thing. I mean, and even we haven't even mentioned George Niang, but when he, you know, gets beat up like that. You know, talk about toughness. Niang's defense, I thought, was pretty impressive down in Monte Morris. I don't know if you beat Kansas State on Thursday without the defense of Monte Morris. We always talk about that assist-turnover ratio. The defense, I think, is the most underrated part of his game. What he did on Heslip, I know that Heslip hit some shots early, but most of those were in transition. I don't know. There's just a lot of positives at this point in time.
Well, and at this stage of the year, you have to It's not a hope. You have to be playing your best basketball right now. You look at historically, last year Louisville runs off like 18 straight and they win the title. 2 years ago, Kentucky wins about 15 in a row. And then Connecticut 3 years ago got on that run where they won the Big East tournament and carried it over into the NCAA tournament. Iowa State, and we've seen this now for three straight years, they're trending upward at the perfect time. It's kind of like that runner who gets ready for the marathon. They're ready to go right now, and they won the Big 12 tournament. They're feeling as confident as they have all season, and it all sets the stage for some good stuff here in March. And what a time. What a way this program has grown from which, Chris, what George and Yank said to you when he committed to Iowa State. The Cyclones went 16-16, and here we are a couple of years later, and they're a three seed.
Yeah. No, a pretty incredible run considering, too, even the, you know, a lot of experts or whatever you want to call them, thought this would be a down year for Iowa State. I think back to our basketball tip-off party. I was interviewing Fred Hoiberg in front of, you know, the Iowa State fans in attendance, and I asked him about Kansas and Oklahoma State, who we picked to be the best team in the league, and he was borderline offended that I didn't mention them, and I'm like, Coach, don't be a homer, is what I'm thinking. You don't have a shot. Well, they didn't win the league title outright in the regular season, but I think they've proven over the last weekend that they're as good as anybody in the Big 12 conference.
They're peaking at the perfect time. I mean, they're getting things, all cylinders go at the right time, and that's important when you're going to play this type of basketball. I mean, there's a lot of teams that's on the downslope. Ask Syracuse. They'll tell you how they feel. Nothing like going into this tournament after coming off a loss. You think about Michigan State. Everybody continues to think about Michigan State. Think about how Michigan feels right now, coming off a big loss to Michigan State. You want to be coming into this tournament. You want to come in confident. I hope that they show up, which they will. This coaching staff will have these guys ready when they get to play North Carolina Central. It's hard for me to even say that team name. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. They want to get there, and they want to be playing good ball. I hope they come in and really lay it to them.
Well, the game will start on Wednesday or on Friday. I think
Wednesday, the Hawkeyes play. I just didn't, in case you didn't know that. I'm just saying,
in case you forgot, man. You'd be trolling. 9 o'clock. Friday, it's actually a break, I think, for Iowa State after playing three games in a row that you're basically the last game in the NCAA tournament's second round. I'm going to be flying down on Wednesday, thanks to our good friends at Country Landscapes. Tron, did you call the guys at Country Landscapes for your very average landscaping in your front yard like I told you to?
You know, you better be glad we're friends. I'll allow you to say that. You are right. It needs help. I have not called them, but I will.
You have a nice landscape. I want to make it great.
Here's the thing, man. These guys can come in and make something as ugly as me and you look real good.
Yeah. So. Well, you got to see my landscaping. It's a train wreck.
Do you call that landscaping? You need to call these guys
yourself.
I'm going
to. They go everywhere. They'll come down to Bondurant, Ames, Ankeny, Des Moines, Iowa City, Cedar Falls. Everywhere. They're everywhere, Tron. So give them a call. They're our exclusive NCAA tournament sponsor. We appreciate their support. CountryLandscapes.com. We'll have ads all over our, just like we did with the Big 12. You'll be very easy to click on that and see what they have to offer. Wilson Toyota of Ames, as I'm losing my voice again, I really hope that I'm feeling better by Wednesday because that's going to stink. But Wilson Toyota of Ames, you're the women's basketball sponsor.
Absolutely.
And we're excited. We're going to have Billy Finley on to talk about Iowa State's draw in the NCAA tournament right after this on the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio show on 1460 KXNO.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
You know, Iowa Realty is all about marketing tools. For more than half a century now, in fact, 60 full years, Iowa Realty has offered buyers and sellers more to get the job done. iowarealty.com, the most comprehensive real estate website in Iowa. We have our weekly television show, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on ABC5 or online. Our quarterly magazine, the Iowa Realty section of the Des Moines Sunday Register, and our revolutionary new Iowa Realty mobile app. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with Host Duplex and my good friend Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and Host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at hostduplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
I'm Tim Sitzman with Mr. B Clothing and Clive. We celebrated our 40th anniversary late last fall, and although we were extremely proud of that accomplishment, it also gave us a lot of things to think about. The two things that stuck in my head are the questions, how can we get better, and what can we do to get more people to come in and experience our store? We've made a lot of changes in the last few years, a remodel of the store, and bringing in brand names that you won't find many places in Iowa. Brands like Paul and Shark, Canali, St. Croix, Gravati, Samuelson, and Byron join our traditional favorites, Hartshaffner Marks, and Southwick. We are also very excited about our men's shoe department, which we think may be one of the largest and best in Iowa. There are a lot of changes at Mr. B Clothing, but the one thing that will never change is our total commitment to service and making sure you, our customer, have the best clothing and the best shopping experience ever. Come experience the new Mr. B Clothing on 86th Street in Clive.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Bench Warmers here in Ankeny. Green beer on tap. I believe it's Coors Light.
Green Coors.
You know, I just got a tweet that it sounds like I'm going through puberty. And I retweeted in front of it. I said, maybe I am. I'm a late bloomer. 29-year-old man.
Unbelievable.
Anyways.
You know, if they had Busch Light down in Kansas City, this wouldn't be a problem.
No, they didn't have it.
You're used to
that. So what did you end up drinking since you didn't have Busch Light? Something killed your voice, whatever it was.
No, I don't know.
That Jack Daniels. I told you. You got to get on that gentleman's Jack, man. It just doesn't scald your esophagus, dude.
Well, the Iowa State women's basketball team, they are NCAA tournament bound, as we expected them to be. So Billy Finley has earned himself a cold Busch Light for later on in the program. Well, not in the program, but later on in the evening. Make it green, Billy. Welcome to the Hy-Vee Hotline. We appreciate you taking time. I know you guys are having a big party up there with the media, and we apologize for not being able to attend, but you get a 7 seed against Florida State. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. No, it's exciting, and like I said, most importantly, obviously, our 8th straight appearance, which is a big deal. You know, you're talking about 13 total teams in the country that have done that. And you're going to see a lot about that on Twitter and Facebook and stuff, because you're talking about Tennessee, Duke, Baylor, UConn, Notre Dame. It's an elite group, and for our name to be with those, that's not just one player or a set of players. That's 8 straight years and something we're very proud of. But obviously the focus is Florida State here Saturday at 3 o'clock, and anybody that's not in San Antonio ought to be in Hilton.
you know, let me do this right. This is assistant Cyclone assistant coach Billy Finley here.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Hotline.
You know, Hy-Vee Hotline. Here's a coach. I'm sorry that you had to be introduced by Darth Vader,
hey,
man. I just want
Vader.
Everybody to know
it's like
who you
Darth
are.
Darth Vader's 10-year-old or 12-year-old kid who's
you know. He doesn't know where he's at right now. He spent 5 days in Kansas City. Power.
Absolutely.
It's amazing he got back, you know. So give him the benefit of the doubt.
But I do agree with him, Coach. I appreciate you coming on. I know it's a big night for you. Congratulations to you and the girls, man. You definitely earned it. Here's the thing that I'm most excited about. I was down for the game down in Kansas City, and whenever in doubt about how the Cyclone Nation rolls, you got a great example there in Kansas City. I expect the same thing here for you girls, for the girls team, as many that could make it on Saturday. That's got to be a big upside to what's going on now with you guys playing Florida State here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously we put in the bid as often as we can in the women's tournament. You know, you just don't see the fans that you see for the men, so it's hard to draw at neutral sites. And obviously we usually get rewarded because our fans do it for us game in and game out. So it's definitely an added bonus, and, you know, I don't think anybody really signs up to come play at Hilton. So, you know, we have to do our part and make sure that they have the experience that most people do when they come in here. And I think something like I put together a mail out today. In the last eight seasons, we're 115-18 at home. So you're talking about losing two games a year, basically. So now we've done a little bit more than that this year. In an odd circumstance, we were a pretty good road team and lost a couple home games. But hopefully, you know, when this place gets crazy for the NCAA tournament, we'll definitely make it hard on our opponents.
Talk with Iowa State assistant women's coach Billy Finley. And Coach, I don't mean to go all Stephen A. Smith and cause controversy here, but I believe there's some familiarity with Florida State and you guys. I know you've got a former Cyclone on that team, and I believe someone that you are familiar with from Northwestern is their best player.
Yeah, I got about three texts from my Northwestern folks, too. I won't repeat what they said. But, you know, Florida State has a history of taking transfers, and, you know, they've had good success with it, obviously, and you know, we got one of ours that was here, you know, a year ago and left his semester. And, you know, I think that, you know, that's kind of the unique thing that the women's tournament seems to always do. And, you know, and it also Stanford and bringing Taylor Greenfield back,
right,
who lives right down the street. So they seem to always find those little storylines that they can talk about. But, you know, I think obviously right away our girls' reaction was pretty positive, and you know, I'm sure they had their own thoughts when they first saw that, hopefully in our positive manner. But as soon as the ball goes up, that stuff kind of goes away, but it is definitely something to talk about and an interesting subplot. And you know, the goal for us is pretty simple, is, you know, whoever that person is chose not to be here, and we got the ones that are here, and we need to make sure that she realizes that we're better off this way than we were when she was here. So, I mean, it's pretty simple.
From a basketball standpoint, how do you guys match up with Florida State? I know if you're shooting as well as you have over the past month, you got a great shot.
Yeah, you know, I think that's really what it boils down to. As you guys know, we went through a lull in the season where we just couldn't make a basket. And I've been telling people, you know, if we make baskets, we're hard to beat, and I don't care who it is. And if we don't, then you know, we're hard to win. So, honestly, I haven't looked at Florida State at all. Usually I get tipped off by somebody, and I didn't know about this until about 5 minutes before it went on the TV. So,
you should have called me. I had some good
for my big Cyclone Fanatic radio interview, get grilled by Brent Bloom. But, you know, I do know this. They have a really good center. Natasha Howard's a senior and all ACC kid. Obviously, my ties with the ACC. I've already got the phone lines working, and I'll be calling some people in that league and trying to get the lowdown here shortly. But they got an all ACC post player, and the good thing is, if you're lucky enough to win that game, you're going to see the best post player in the country in Shanae Agumake from Stanford. So it's similar in that regard, where you'll probably see some double team out of us as long as we're playing at Hilton. So hopefully that's two games.
How much does that happen? I was looking at the men, Billy, and you know, I immediately think, I assume Fred's on the line with Bobby Lutz. I mean, when these brackets are out, how much do you coaches from around the country share information?
Oh, a lot. You know, I mean, I tell people if somebody was asking me that question about sharing information about a Big 12 team, I'd tell them it never happens, but it does. You know, I mean, you're not supposed to. It's kind of the unwritten rule within the league, but, you know, when you've worked with people before or you just kind of have that relationship that's built up over the years, you know, they're not going to send you full-on scouting reports and all their plays and everything like that, but you can easily give them a ring and get a pretty good idea before you even watch any film. So it happens all the time, and, you know, I'm sure Bobby Lutz was the first call Fred made yesterday.
Billy, we appreciate it. Congratulations. Very, very deserving. 8 in a row for you guys, and congrats. And Ian, our writer, he's getting married. He's in Florida, so and I'm in San Antonio, so you have Brent Bloom covering you guys for the NCAA tournament.
You know what, Coach? Wow. It's okay to tell him. Just tell him, don't be so disrespectful.
Bloom here is going to write a scathing column about all the storylines leading up to this weekend.
I'm going to write a victory article.
It. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, this thing's going viral, baby.
Billy gets out of line. I'll be in town, so I'm going to track down some seats for me. So if he gets out of line, you let me know, and I'll smack booby Brent Bloom around for you.
Billy, I got you in the Sweet 16. I already have my bracket filled out. You're at least in the Sweet 16. Couldn't make a push. All right?
All right. Well, you know, as soon as you get that alcohol out of your system from Kansas City, you let me know.
Thanks, brother.
See you, fellas. I appreciate it.
All right. See you, Billy.
See you, Coach.
Billy Finley on the Hy-Vee Hotline.
Hey, man, how you have to go be so disrespectful to the coach,
man? No, it's an interesting storyline.
That'll
be talked about.
And from what I remember, too, there were – I'm not going to give any details. You can go and search them. But there were posts on Cyclone Fanatic when Bingley transferred.
Yeah, we're talking about Amaya Bingley here.
Yeah.
No, she plays 20 minutes for him. I mean, she's an okay player. But, Tron, like you were saying, if they can get, like, 11, 12, 13,000 people in Hilton, that'd be huge.
Absolutely.
Because that's a home court advantage, and that is absolutely monster for some of these teams. I bet Florida State averages 3,000 fans. So if they get an arena with 13,000, that is a factor. And so that's on an off day for the men. Go up to Hilton Coliseum and support the women's team. They've earned it.
And I agree. I mean, as a fan base, you know, that's listen, I mean, that's a huge thing for anybody that made it down to Kansas City. I'll tell you, I talked to a lot of players after the game. That made the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the difference. That's the difference in a guy having his head down and a guy having his head up. So you hit it right on the head, Bloom. I mean, if you're available, I'm going to be available. I'm tracking me some tickets down. I'm going to go and cheer the ladies on. Let's be there.
I just got this text. Listening to the show, I don't care what anyone says, you sound sexy.
Wow.
I sound like DMX.
So you had your wife
no,
send you a text.
It's
right?
Actually from a male.
Oh wow! So just, where's Ross?
He's being sarcastic, and he's a media member. I don't want to out him. He's my buddy, though. All right, gentlemen. We really don't have much time left, but I wanted to make sure and get Billy on the program. How far does Iowa State go, Brent Bloom?
The women?
The men?
They make it to the.
You can be vague. We've got a lot of time. We're going to be talking about this.
They make it
to the
next weekend.
Yeah,
and it just depends on the matchups from there. Yeah. But nothing's off the table, boys.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bloom. I think the sky's the limit for this team when they're playing well. You get that team that played Kansas, and I tell you, I don't know that there's anybody in this bracket that can stop this team. They're really a scary, crazy team to be playing. And I think when they hit their stride like they are right now and they're playing well, I don't know that anyone on this side of the bracket has an answer for them.
Bill Self, who I think is probably the brightest mind, if not one of the brightest, in college basketball, said after the game, "We will not play a better offensive team than Iowa State in the NCAA tournament."
That's a huge statement. And usually Self does that in a condescending way where he's trying to build you up for the next time just so he can bring you back down. No point in doing that anymore.
Well, you know, I got to talk about this because this is just kind of spills this team out. I watch Hetzlick come in and shoot and then Nass come right down and lay it down. That's the type of team this team is.
All right. John Smith, Wilson Toyota, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you.
Brent Bloom, he'll be covering the women for us. I'm heading down to San Antonio on Wednesday thanks to Country Landscapes for their NCAA tournament sponsorship.
Save
so long, everybody. I got to get off the air. So long, everybody. Thanks to Andrew Downs and John Sellers as well.